Body wearing ruined your jeans, cut your hair and clean your sleeves. I don't care where you live or how far up down it is. Cross the street, we could meet at the Edison Hotel. Got you lunch, got you sleep, pick you up my stairs to meet. Susha, 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 Susha. If you have to be back by 9, telephone or a phone, take a taxi, get your phone. You're the only girl on my team. You don't golf, you don't smoke, you don't understand that joke. Susha, 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 Susha. And if you leave New York, I don't care, I don't care. And if you leave New York, I don't care, I'll follow you back to Tokyo. Daddy Wang, you don't lie.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 202. This is your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Hospitality. That song is called Betty Wang and is on the band's self-titled album. That came out January 31st of this year on Merge Records. Although singer Amber Papini sounds like she may have grown up kitty-corner to Stuart Murdoch, she's actually a Kansas City gal, my current hometown. Though I'm not in Kansas City. As you can tell, I'm recording with my laptop, so it means I'm in a hotel somewhere, this one in New Jersey. And while I've been out here for work, I have been able to catch a couple of shows at the Asbury Lanes. One of those bands I caught was called Mind Troll, and I picked up their EP. So here we go. Let's listen to Mind Troll with the song German Song.
does not exist. To shame, he's not a fag. The only girl I ever loved was Andrew and Drag. There is no hope of love for me. From here on, I go stag. The only girl I'll ever love is Andrew and Drag. Andrew and Drag. It's really not my bag. Just thought it might be funny to see Andrew in drag. The moment he walked on the stage, my tail began to wag. Wag like a little winter dog for Andrew in drag. Andrew in drag. Andrew in drag. Andrew in drag. Yeah. So stick him in a dress and he's the only boy I'd shag. The only boy I'd anything is Andrew and Drag. I'll never see that girl again, he did it as a gag. I'll pine away forevermore for Andrew and Drag.
Well, that is unmistakably the new Magnetic Fields. This song is called Andrew and Drag, and it's from the band's new album, Love at the Bottom of the Sea, which just came out on March 6th on Merge Records. Stephen Merritt is back in fine form with this album, with all the synthesizers you love from 69 Love Songs. If you're looking for a lot of progression, you're not going to find it. It's kind of a return to exactly what you wanted, so listen to it and love it, and don't question things so much. Before that, Mind Troll with the song German Song. That is the title of a new three-song EP that the band just released themselves on March 15th, a band out of New York. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I've got a trio of bands here to continue on with, all starting with the letter L. How does that happen? Let's going to start here with the Lumineers. This song is called Submarines.
I believe submarines underneath deep blue sea. Saw the flags, Japanese. No one will believe me. Ran back to the town bar and I told. Submarine and everyone laughed aloud. I did spy a periscope dead of night on the eastern coast. Ships will rust in Baldwin Bay. Hey, no.
sometimes I find things on the street. Exchange the shiny ones for something we can eat. You can find me behind the stadium, along the course of the purling river. The fog almost starts itself. Looks like water comes from somewhere else. And I could use a thing or two today. The fog almost starts itself. Looks like the water comes from somewhere else. And I could use a thing or two today. Itself with rain, and I could get along with something later. Thank you.
All right, that is Gone Tomorrow by Lamb Chop. That's on the album Mr. M, which just came out February 21st on Merge Records. Yes, a big week for Merge on the Too Much Rock podcast. That is my favorite Lamb Chop album. Kurt Wagner sounds somewhere between Cat Stevens and Bill Callahan throughout. Listen to that one. I think that's one you're going to want to pick up. Before that, Loch Lomond with the song Blood Bank. That is on the album Little Me Will Start a Storm. That came out back in February of last year on Tinder Loving Empire. Though I believe the band has just released a new song. I think I saw something float by their Twitter just tonight about that. And before that, The Lumineers with the song Submarines. That is on the band's self-titled album, which will come out April 3rd on Dual Tone Records, a band based out of Denver, Colorado, and they're currently on tour. Definitely capitalizing on a sound popularized by Mumford & Sons, but I think you'll find some good things in there. Can't have too much of a good thing, can you? Well, I see I'm running out of time, so let's get some business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 202. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or you can find me on all your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at SidMuchRock. Next week, we're going to have a special podcast focusing on the Middle of the Map festival coming to Kansas City, and gotta dig out some of the lesser known bands that are playing and give you a sample there. Turns out I'll be stuck working in New Jersey that weekend, so I won't make it myself. So it's kind of my virtual tour of seeing the festival, just, you know, doing it via podcast. Okay, let's see. We're gonna end things off this week with a track by Kalispell. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The name of the song I'm going to play is called Highways and Cranes, and it's on Last Year EP, which was self-released back in July of last year, 2011. It is a project of Shane Leonard, who is based out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and I think you'll find it to be a very nice, tumbling, folky affair, as Wisconsin tends to deliver. Why is that? Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
run it out.